One of the major storylines coming out of the protests in Boston on Sunday and Tuesday was MBTA station closures. On Sunday night, Boston police tweeted at 9:40 p.m. that, quote, "Peaceful protesters along Tremont Street are asked to vacate the area. If you are a peaceful protester, the time to vacate and go home is now," end quote. But those looking to do just that found the T stations at Park Street, Downtown Crossing, Government Center, and Haymarket already closed. Here's Boston City Councilor Julia Mejia on Radio Boston on Monday.
And then I went back to Dorchester, and on my way back to Dorchester, heard from some other young people who were stranded, who were going from train station to train station trying to get home, and they couldn't.
So for more on this, we're joined now by Jim Aloisi, former Massachusetts Secretary of Transportation and a board member of the group Transit Matters. Jim, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me back, Tiana.
Also joining us is Jared Johnson, the Chief Operating Officer of Transit Matters. Jared, welcome to you too.
Thanks for having me.
And Jim and Jared, before we start, I just want to say that Radio Boston reached out to the MBTA to invite General Manager Steve Poftek onto the show today, and they referred us to his statement, which they issued last night. We'll get to that statement in a moment, but we did offer them the opportunity to come on air. So both of you have taken issue over the T closures this week. I want to start there. Why do you see this as problematic? Jared, why don't you go first?
Sure. The main reason we see it as problematic is that there doesn't seem to be a standard of how the T deals with large events. And it's problematic because this is not the large event that the T has had. And, you know, I'd argue that there have been much larger events with much, much rowdier crowds. From all the reports, the crowd there, that day was the vast majority of those folks were protesting peacefully. And, you know, we've not heard from the MBTA police or from the Boston police of any vandalism of MBTA property. And so to shut the system down and to shut it down so haphazardly with no alternative to get people home is just, it's unconscionable. It does look racist.
So Jim, give us an example of another event that would be bigger, like Jared's talking about, if you have one. And what about Jared's point that this was haphazardly done? There wasn't a plan to shut down stations, and so people didn't know until they were stranded.
Well, there was no plan. It doesn't seem to have been a plan. Everything seems to be reactive, and you know, reaction doesn't lead to good outcomes. I mean, the T seems fully capable of dealing with the chaos of a Patriots parade every so often, if you want to talk about large events. And it doesn't shut down, even though many fans, unfortunately, get rowdy, get drunk, and do really awful things. But we don't shut the T down for Patriots celebrations. The T exists for one purpose, and one purpose only, is to provide people with safe and reliable access to destinations. And in the past few days, on several occasions, it failed to do it. And, you know, whether people like to hear it or not, we at the state and local level, we can't disengage what's been going on locally with what's been happening nationally, right? And for me, the threats to our civil liberties that have been emanating at the national level from the White House and its rhetoric should cause people at the state and local level, our elected and appointed officials, to be hypervigilant when they exercise extraordinary powers.
Jim, I want to stop you there. Are you saying that the closing of the T stations on Sunday and Tuesday night is a civil liberties issue?
Oh, it absolutely is, because the freedom to assemble and the freedom to disperse after an assembly, I think, are constitutionally protected. And what you saw happen the other night, particularly around at the Boston Common, and your own station has reported this, that people have reported who were there. They were trying to get on the T to get home, to comply with the curfew, to comply with the order to disperse, and they were prevented from doing so. And
all right, so I want to bring in, finish that sentence,
okay.
And then I want
to
bring
in. Well, I mean, that
the,
is an infringement
statement,
in my judgment, on their freedom to move and their freedom of assembly. We cannot go there. We just cannot go there.
I'd agree.
Okay, so we did mention that the MBTA general manager, I'm going to come right to you in just a second, Jared. We said that MBTA general manager Steve Poftek issued a statement, referred us to that statement today, so I want to quote a portion of that before we go any further into the discussion. Quote, "A disorderly situation in a station poses significant risks to riders, T employees, and critical T assets such as vehicles and signal systems. An accident, a deliberate act, or trespassing poses a significant risk of an incident, including contact with the third rail, potential to be struck by a moving vehicle, injury to another rider or employee, and a risk to our employees and customers in the form of secondary trauma due to the injuries caused and or witnessed, end quote. Now, Jared, on face value, that seems pretty reasonable.
It does, except for, again, you know, we've had much, much larger, much rowdier crowds, and this this standard hasn't seemed to be applied. You know, and our organization has tried to be reasonable. You know, we have folks in our organization, obviously, as one former Secretary of Transportation, we have folks in our organization who work at the T, and we understand that there may be extreme circumstances that may need you to close the system. A, we don't think that was the case this weekend. And B, if that happens, the T has an obligation to figure out how to get folks home as soon as it is safe. And another thing I want to pick on in the general manager's statement is, he says, and I quote, it is our preference to always, provide service to our customers. No, that's not your preference, general manager. That is your obligation. That is your duty to provide service.
So, Jim, you've been the state's transportation secretary in the past. How should the T decide if and when to close? And is it ever appropriate for the T to close stations short of some sort of technical malfunction that makes the station not operate?
Well, the answer is there may be situations, but you need to deal with them on an ad hoc basis. There's no evidence that I have seen that indicates that any of the T's facilities were in direct threat of being damaged. And I understand, by the way, that if you're operating a transit agency, that you certainly want to protect public property. I get it. What I'm saying is, in the moment in which we are living, without clear evidence that that is in threat, we have to err on the side of freedom of assembly and freedom of movement. That's where I come down. And I think that we should not, under any circumstances, have elected or appointed officials either delegating or acquiescing to law enforcement when it comes to the question of operating the T. That has to be, that we need clear accountability by civilian officials who are charged with operating and managing the T. It has to be on them to make that choice and not to defer it or kick it to, they should listen to the advice of the police, but they shouldn't be completely deferring to or delegating that right to make that decision. And we need to have that assurance,
right?
Because that's critical to knowing that we have confidence in how the system is going to function in this kind of circumstance.
All right. So Jim Aloisi, Jared Johnson, sit tight for a minute, please. I want to bring another voice in for a minute. We have Mella Miles, who is the Director of Transit Oriented Development and the T Riders Union at Alternatives for Community Environment. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Mella.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, Mella. What do you make of how the MBTA responded to protests Sunday night and Tuesday night?
Well, I had the distinct opportunity to fly back into Boston on Sunday afternoon around 4:00, and then the protest began at 6:00. I observed people who walked from where I live near Nubian Square all the way to Downtown Crossing and to the State House. They left their vehicles, and then they couldn't get back to their vehicles. They walked peacefully all the way down Washington Street to Downtown Boston. I saw them, I went outside, and I saw people walking. They were not violent protesters. It was a peaceful march with signs. When they tried to get back, they couldn't get back home. They were placed in harm's way because they could not get on the T to get out of harm's way. And so it caused danger to the public by not offering an opportunity. I was also in Miami on a Saturday when I missed my plane, and they shut down the transit system there, and I was trapped in the Miami airport and couldn't get back to a place of safety while there were riots going on in Miami. These shutdowns do not happen, as Jim said, when there's wild, reckless people out after somebody wins a ball game. And they don't shut, they never shut the T down for that. And so,
so Mela, I want to ask you, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Jared said earlier, a few minutes ago, that the protocol was racist. It sounds like you are, in fact, saying the same thing.
I agree with that, because this was specific to a protest against racism. And when the majority, you know, white groups of folks are out drunken in the streets after a ball game, they don't shut down the T. Kenmore Square, T is still open, things like that. So why this group? Why now? And we see it happening with the leader of this country sending out troops and pepper spraying people and things like that. This was not the right thing to do. And it needs to be corrected, and there needs to be some sort of cultural competency in discussions with the MBTA so that they understand, you know, how to make better decisions in a situation like this. Because
all right,
people
Mela
were
Miles.
Stranded, and my granddaughter was down there, and I was very worried about her.
Mela, I appreciate you joining us. That's Mela Miles, the Director of Transit-Oriented Development and the T-Riders Unit at Alternatives for Community and Environment. Thanks, Mela.
Thank you.
So, Jim and Jared, I want to bring you back in here, give you an opportunity to respond to what Mela had to say there. So one of you just jump right in. I heard one of you already want to start. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I definitely want to underscore, you know, what she was saying, you know, about you know, about race and about, you know, one of the things that struck me, you know, in the general manager's statement is that there was no mention of police at all, just injustice, which, you know, I'm glad that we're at this point where, you know, a lot of public officials and companies, you know, are willing to say the words Black Lives Matter and willing to, you know, acknowledge racial injustice. But the general manager has the ability to appoint the chief of the MBTA police. And this protest is specifically about police violence. And so the fact that he wasn't able to say that in the statement is really galling to me. And then you have that against the backdrop of just yesterday, you know, some stations were closed, albeit for a much shorter period of time. And the announcement was just as chaotic. But, you know, while the stations were only closed down for a limited period of time, the T was using their buses to transport Boston police officers. The optics of that and how tone deaf that looks while we're seeing the sort of authoritarian moves of the government in Washington just strikes me as just, you know, somewhere beyond tone deaf.
So I do, I feel, especially because we don't have anyone from the T with us right now, I do want to ask one other question about this. I recognize both Jared and what Mela was saying as well about the racial impact of this and the disproportionality of making closures now when there are plenty of sporting events and other very raucous gatherings of white people where we don't. Jim, there were young people. It was a young people's protest on Sunday.
Yes.
Is there a liability dimension that the T has to take into account if they had not closed stations and young people had been hurt in those stations? Is that something that has to be considered? And if so, what is the right response to dealing with that, if not what the T did?
So you obviously have to take a lot of factors into account. And I don't attribute any motives to any individual, Steve, Pavtek, or anyone else. I am sure they're doing the best job they know they can do. Here's my judgment. Right now, what I'm detecting, what I have detected, is a tin ear to the tone and the tenor of the times. And yet, as I said earlier, I see no evidence that there was going to be harm. Could there have been harm? Yes, there could have been harm on a commuter rail train after the Patriots game. We accept that harm. When the balance of harms on the other side of the scale is freedom of movement and assembly at a time of national crisis, personally, I err on the side of freedom of movement. No public official believes or understands that whatever decision they make in the crucible of the moment will be perfect. They have to use their best judgment. I have found that judgment wanting up till this point, and I'm hoping that people will take a step back No one's asking anybody to take reckless action. What I'm asking people to do is to think, be more thoughtful, and to understand that people like Jared, me, and Mel, and many others are looking at the T for leadership in a certain area right now. And that leadership for me means allowing people the freedom to move as a priority and not using MBTA equipment and buses to transport police. It sends the wrong message. It's not the function of the T. And if we don't think it's important to give confidence to the people of Greater Boston about their public agency and systems, more so than any other time, this is that time to do it. That's how I think about this as a former official.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Jared, I have to go to break in less than a minute, but I do want to give you a chance for a last word, just one last thought from you.
Yeah, no, I agree with what a lot of Jim said. You know, I know, you know, General Manager Poptech personally. I think he is a great guy. You know, but this moment demands real leadership, and it demands a general manager who is transparent, who understands, racial justice and understands the need for reform, in our police agencies, and really understands their serving, and that is the people of the Commonwealth, fighters, and T staff. And not just taking orders from the police. And I really hope that person is General Manager Poptech.
All right. That's Jared Johnson, COO of Transit Matters, and Jim Aloisi, former State Transportation Secretary and a board member at Transit Matters. Thanks to both of you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.